Good morning, it's Wednesday, January 30th, 2013, and Audible presents the New York Times Audio Digest. Here's what's making news on today's front page. Strict gun laws can't stem fatal shots. President hails bipartisan plan on immigration. And chaos in Egypt stirs warning of a collapse. In today's national headlines, scout plan to allow gays ignites local debates. Kerry sails through the Senate as Secretary of State. And to open eyes, tax forms now list cost of health plans. In today's business headlines, battery flaws hit Boeing 787 before the fires. On the eve of debut, BlackBerry maker holds its breath. And investors shrug off a weak earnings report by Amazon. There will be more business stories, more national and world news, a roundup from the sports page, and New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman. Now from the editors of the New York Times, here are the stories on today's front page. The top story is written from Chicago. Strict gun laws can't stem fatal shots. Reported by Monica Davey. Not a single gun shop can be found in this city because they're outlawed. Handguns were banned in Chicago for decades, too, until 2010, when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that was going too far, leading city leaders to settle for restrictions some describe as the closest they could get legally to a ban. Despite an ongoing legal fight, Illinois remains the only state in the nation with no provision to let ordinary people carry guns in public. And yet Chicago finds itself laboring to stem a flood of gun violence that contributed to more than 500 homicides last year and 41 killings already in 2013. To gun rights advocates, the city provides stark evidence that even some of the toughest restrictions fail to make places safer. The gun laws in Chicago only restrict the law-abiding citizens, and they've essentially made the citizens prey, said Richard Pearson, executive director of the Illinois State Rifle Association. To gun control proponents, the struggles here underscore the opposite, a need for strict, uniform national gun laws to eliminate the current patchwork of state and local rules that allow guns to flow into this city from outside. Chicago is like a house with two parents that may try to have good rules and do what they can, but it's like you've got this single house sitting on a whole block where there's anarchy, said the Reverend Ira Acree, one among a group of pastors here who have marched and gathered signatures in recent months for an end to so much shooting. Chicago is an argument for laws that are statewide, or better yet, national. Chicago's experience reveals the complications inherent in carrying out local gun laws around the nation. Less restrictive laws in neighboring communities and states not only make guns easy to obtain nearby, but layers of differing laws, local and state, make it difficult to police violations. And though many describe the local and state laws here limiting guns as relatively stringent, penalties for violating them, from jail time to fines, have not proven as severe as they are in some other places, reducing the incentive to comply. Lately, police here say they're discovering far more guns on the streets of Chicago than in the nation's more populous cities. They seized 7,400 guns here in crimes or unpermitted uses last year, as compared to 3,285 in New York City, and have confiscated another 574 guns just since January 1st, 124 of them last week alone. More than a quarter of the firearms seized on the streets here by the Chicago police over the past 5 years were purchased just outside city limits in Cook County suburbs, according to an analysis by the University of Chicago Crime Lab. Others came from stores around Illinois and from other states like Indiana, less than an hour's drive away. Since 2008, more than 1,300 of the confiscated guns, the analysis showed, were purchased from just one store, Chuck's Gun Shop in Riverdale, within a few miles of Chicago's border. Chicago is not an island, said Dan Spielfogel, senior advisor to Chicago's mayor, Rahm Emanuel. We're only as strong as the weakest gun law in surrounding states.